Spectacular Customs and Callings, episode 29, for the week of November 14th, 2005.
Well, hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm Fumo Jive.
And I'm Spell a Chunk.
And I'm JV8.
Fumo Jim.
Spill Cheeks, Splee Cheeks.
And for this episode, we are talking about custom games. We are listening to listener call-ins, user, like they're using the show.
Yeah, we are being used and abused.
So listener call-ins, segments, all kinds of great stuff for you guys to check out.
Yeah.
Yes, sorry.
Check it out. Whoa, what's it all about? Check it out. That's Beastie Boys for y'all not catching the reference. Right,
you gotta say spell check it out.
Spell.
That's good. spell check it out.
Check your spelling, check.
Spell.
All right.
Spell cheek.
So first off, we got some custom games. Let's get started.
Yeah.
Alrighty. We got one called High Noon / Out West by Bone Doc. This one takes place on turf. The weapons are magnums only. There's no shields. And there's a warthog on the map. Also, the overshields are on the map. And there's no grenades on the map. And there's also no starting grenades. The way this works is two players face off against each other and pace off 10 Mississippis, or 10 seconds, away. A referee does the counting. And in the meantime, the two players walk medium pace away from each other. And when the official hits 10, you turn around and try to get a headshot ASAP. When that player responds, he or she must pick up the overshield, and the winner smashes him or her into the gate, and the gate placed by the hog spawn. This is just like the Old West. Enjoy. I don't know if it's just like the Old West, but you have guns, and you head count to 10, so that's part of it. But I don't think they had warthogs or overshields back then.
All right. We have President by Brian Smoothie, and that's how he spelled it. What you do is break up into two teams. One team is larger than the other by two or three. You decide. One team is the bodyguards and the other the presidents. The other team are people trying to kill the president. You can pick the president however you want to start off, and he picks as many bodyguards as you can to keep the other team larger. The weapons are sniper and pistols with rifles on the map. The president can only use a pistol. The time limit is 10 minutes, and you cannot shoot for the first 15 seconds. This allows people to set up or hide the president. No shields with only one life. There are no vehicles, and you can put the grenades on the map if you want. If you kill the president, then you are the president for the next game. It's the best on Headlong or a larger level, but you can pretty much play it anywhere. The only level I don't recommend it is Terminal, because the president might spawn in a room on top of the parking lot, and It is really fun. It's a real fun game, a little complicated, but once you get it, it's awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah, I played that a few times.
I've never played it, but... It sounds like a really fun one. See, Cat and Mouse, we got this one from Spartan327. There are two variants of Cat and Mouse. First is a free-for-all Solaire, secondary sniper rifle, weapons on map for snipers, no motion sensor, power-ups on, no starting grenades. And he likes that one, you know, because people get right in the battle, they use the sword, and they like to stay back and snipe. That's called Cat and Mouse. The score is best 25 kills. The second variant is Team Solaire with the same settings, except there's only two teams, black and, you know, they must use only sword, other mice, and the gray or whatever, they're also similar pretty much, or the cats, they only use snipers. It's fairly hard, and that's why teamwork is the key to winning. He prefers free-for-all, but team is also fun. Hope you like his custom game. He's sure there will be more coming from him in the future. And on a side note, That Spartan 327 is his X tag on X-Link Kai. It's a tunneling service. Pretty much illegal, but, you know, it's pretty much a system link online. Thought I'd mention that.
Okay, cool. Well, we got another one called Sticky by G. Lewis. And in this custom, you can only kill people with weapons that have to stick to people, like needlers and stickies. Pretty fun game. This based best played in free for all, but you can also make it a team game. Sticky CTF is another one. Starting and secondary weapons, both needlers and overshields, no radar. Everything else is pretty much default. First to 15 in free for all, and do 3 flag on teams.
Sweet.
All right. And another one by G. Lewis called Insta Arm, a sweet game type that uses assault. No shields, with battle rifle as the starting weapon. Rifles on the map and no radar. Rig the system so that there are no arming time and so that both teams can see both bombs at the same time. Make it to 3 arms for a win. No respawn time and friendly fire off. Everything else is default. Insta-Arm is very fun and is the only game type that I have gotten a Kilimanjaro. Best played on a small map. My personal favorite map is Midship. Gameplay is intense and very exciting. Trying to make the game, the teams to have even kills for added fun.
Cool.
That sounds fun. Cool. Sounds like a... Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah, so you got one here from G. Lewis also. Counter-Strike. Team Slayer game, much like the popular video game Counter-Strike. No shields, 1 life, radar off, starting weapons, battle rifles, secondary, use a pistol, Magnum. Round style play, so make it so the first team wins the 3 rounds and wins the match. Make the kill limit unlimited, so the time limit to 5 minutes. No weapons on the map, but put grenades on thy map. Yeah, fun skill-based game. What makes you better at getting headshots? That's what it is.
That sounds pretty cool. The Counter-Strike variant I have is an assault game, but it's pretty similar. I mean, you start with a BR and a pistol. It's no shields. It's 1 life, but it's two or three minutes.
More true to the original game, the fact that it's an assault game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's fun, though, when you have 1 life. It makes it really interesting. It's like, step 1, kill everyone. Step 2, take the bomb.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, boy.
So those are our custom games. Got a couple other things coming up here. We got some segments and voicemails.
Yeah, we do. This is always a buttload of fun doing these things. We love these. So you can send all your voicemails. You can call our number 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-4256. And we don't answer the phone, so don't answer. Go, spell check. Hello?
Dude, pick up the phone.
Spell check.
Oh, okay, bye.
I know you're there. Like, send me a clan invite.
I thought it was pretty crazy. Anyway, we don't answer the phone. You just like leave a voicemail. Like, when you call someone's phone and they're not there, you leave a voicemail. Yeah, same thing, okay? So that's our number to call for that. So, anyways, let's roll it.
Segments and voicemails.
Yeah, Podtacular. This is why we like you guys. Rock on.
Call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-4256.
Hey, Palberts. This is your good old pal spell check, and not much commentary today. Still got a lot of good stuff. Daniel continues to amaze us with another song. Voicemail Week Spotlight goes to Daniel. You cannot beat that guitar. It's amazing.
Baby, we were getting beat downs. Yeah, this is the uptown. Don't take a lot to stick your newbie butt. I'm gonna shoot you right in the gut. And then some crazy sniper come to town. He done shot me to the ground. He said he had learned his lesson from a shoot real cool. Hosted by two guys named Spellcheck and Foo. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And if you wanna be good at Halo, let me tell you where to go. Just talk to Fumo Jive, he'll tell you how to stay alive. And Spellcheck's pointers will drive you wild.
Oh yeah!
It's getting real naughty. Let's go. Now, if I may say one more thing. You know that Spellcheck and Fumo, they made me king. And if you listen very carefully, then you will surely see. You know what I'm talking about.
Spectacular!
And if you wanna be good at Halo, let me tell you where to go. Just talk to Fumo Jive, he'll tell you how to stay alive. And Spellcheck's pointers will drive you wild. Oh yeah. These guys will drive you wild.
Fumo Jive and Spellcheck, it is Danil. And today I'm presenting Halo 2 slang, because apparently y'all need it. Well, not y'all, but a lot of people. A lot of people need this really bad. Okay, one, a sticky is a plasma grenade. Come on, come on. Think about it. Sticky, plasma grenade. Come on, think about it. She is short for banshee. Banshee. Hog is also short for warthog. Think about it. Think about it. Tank is short for M81B main battle tank. Think about it. Okay. Also, snipes. Snipes is short for snipers. BR battle rifle. Come on. Just think about it. All right. Now for my tips on headlong. You know, grab sniper or grab the snipes and hop in the she, and you can get really and drive really high up, and maybe you can hit someone with a sticky. Yeah, see if you can decode that one. All right, this is Danil saying I've gone on way too long. All right, I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Yeah, I got some bungee jumping. But you know what you go to about that plasma cannon, the one that little guns have? Well, I like the plasma cannon. I think a couple of other people do. But the one that got me a little angry was that you couldn't have it in multiplayer. You know, like, if you have, like, a little plasma cannon, it's sort of like a rocket, you know, sort of like a rocket launcher. It'd be pretty cool if they had that, but I was disappointed when they didn't have it. Yeah. Oh, and also, you know that tip to lower your gun during Halo, during, like, multiplayer or something? They should have something, like, if you lower it, that you unarm yourself. Like, you still have the gun in your hand, but the aiming goes off the screen, so that you know you're actually unarming yourself. So then you use that tip to make it look like you're unarming yourself, and then someone can come after you, and then you arm yourself again, and then just shoot him in the head with a shotgun or something. So, yeah. Bye.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Kinetic. Yeah, just wanted to submit my tip for Colossus. Well, as you probably have noticed, in Team Slayer games versus, like, objective games such as CTF, the bridge in the middle tends to disappear. One thing I do for Team Slayer, use the bridge to your advantage. I mean, obviously the team is going to appear on the other side, so work on that. And then for CTF, what I would do is I'd control the sniper. You control the sniper, you pretty much win. And don't use the little grab list thing. I mean, people can no-scope you. Righty. Thanks again. See ya.
Hey, everyone. It's I'm Number Q. just wanted to leave a custom game for you guys. It's called Snipers vs. Rockets. I don't know if you've already said it, but it's pretty fun. I played it a couple of times. And everyone starts out with normal shields and just regular everything. And with your starting weapon is a sniper rifle, and your secondary weapon is a rocket launcher. And it's best played on Waterworks with lots of people. And so if you have a whole bunch of people playing, it's really fun because you can either snipe someone, or if it gets like really close, you can trick a rocket and blow someone up. And it's pretty fun. So that is my game type of the week. Oh, and the kills can go to like, I would say 50 or 100, depending on how many people you have in the match. All right. Rock on, you guys. Good show. Rock on. Hey, guys. It's I'm Number Q again. Just contributing to the bungee jumping, your Halo 2 complaints section. Well, to start off, what really bugs me sometimes is when I'm playing online and I shoot someone in the face with a shotgun and it doesn't hurt him, and you have to press B to melee the guy and then it'll kill him, maybe. Like, that's just plain old, no. Like, I don't, no, that's horrible. You should be able to shoot someone in the face and then kill him instantly. Like, that's how the shotgun works. It's in real life, and, you know, you have bullet shells going through your body. Like, ow. So, yeah. And the next one is, the campaign didn't have any big open areas, like in the first Halo, where you drive the Warthog around, and there's a whole bunch of open areas. I don't know. It was really cool, like, to look around and just see everything. I don't know. I thought that was pretty cool, but in Halo 2, that's kind of a disappointment. But anyway, next one. The weapons were kind of unbalanced at the start. Like, if they left the pistol in the game, like in the first Halo, you could use that thing to get out of any situation, even though it only took like 3 shots to take someone down. It was really cool to have around, and I would always have it as my secondary weapon. And that's that one. And, okay, next is melee attacks and grenades suck horribly in campaign. I don't know why they even do that. Like, if you hit someone in the face with a gun, obviously, like, it's going to hurt. Like, that's full metal, just, like, bam in the face. I don't know. It should hurt. And grenades, obviously, it's supposed to take down, like, your shield completely if, like, you know, not kill you. Because it's a grenade. Like, it's like a small explosion next to your face. Like, come on. Should take you out, rip off a leg or something. That'd be hilarious. But anyway, see Master Chief with crutches. But anyway, the last level you play in the game of Halo 2 is an elite. You play as an elite. What's up with that? Like, the game, the first Halo was all about Master Chief, and I know they tried to explain how the elites were, you know, the whole Covenant side of the story in Halo 2, but no, you need to play more as Master Chief. And that is my bungee jumping segment. And I hope you guys are, you know, working hard and everything, and because we know you all are, and we all appreciate it. So, rock on. Bye.
Hey, this is Marksman 911 here. And Spellcheck, I had a question for you. Did you lose, like, a lot of, like, bills, you know, like, equaled, like, $427-some bucks? Because if you were wondering, I found the rubber band.
Yo, is it off? Hello? Jesus Christ. Wrong number, Jesus.
Hey guys, this is Marks from 911. I was listening to one of your shows a while back, and while I was thinking of a fun game we played on Ascension before, you have one guy that's able to do the super jump at the small base and get on top of like the top fork looking thing. And you have him stand on the left fork, and you have like 5 or 6 guys go to the end of the Banshee spawn, where the Banshee spawn's at. Well, the guy on top of the fork just bombs plasmas over that Banshee spawn, and the guys at the Banshee spawn, they catch them on their heads. It's just so much fun when you're trying to do it. And whoever catches it on their head goes up and gets on top of the fork, and then they start throwing grenades toward people. It's just really fun when you do it, and it's, like, hilarious when the guy catches it. You just, like, yell, touchdown! Anyway, you should try it sometime. Hilarious. See ya.
Hey guys, from the guys, Spellcheck. This is Kynitekia, K-Y-N-I-T-E-K-I-A. Well, I seen that the map of the week was headlong, and I wanted to put in a custom game. Well, I like to call it a base defense. And what it is, it's kind of like a SWAT game, same setup as that, except it's not headlong, obviously. And the blue team, for example, goes in the base where the two warthogs are in the back, about a freeway area. And then, the other teams, how many ever you want, goes and attacks them. And the blue team has to defend the base for 5 minutes. Without the other teams getting a total of 25 kills. So, awesome show. See you guys around and keep up the good work. Also, I sent you guys an email, but I'd love to help you guys out with the Podtacular TV. I got some tech experience with that. All right, see you later. Bye.
Say what? I came back to life for this!
Be part of the show. Email your own segments at podtacular@gmail.com.
Oh, there's one over here. Oh, ooh, roadkill.
Don't forget to call our listener voicemail, 206-888-HALO. Once again, if you want to submit a voicemail, that's 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-4256.
Call it in, leave your tips for the week, for the map of the week, for general tips, leave your custom games, leave your web resources, just don't leave your life story.
Yeah. Please, no.
So, we got a couple other things here. People sent in some stories. Thought we'd read a few of these. Let's see here. Brain Smoothie writes in, he says, listen to latest customs and call-ins. We mentioned the British people having a bad rap on Halo and complaining about it. Well, just to add on it, he played a group of them in team ball on turf, and they kept throwing it up on the roofs of the buildings. It was really annoying, but thankfully we could still get it down. We just had to jump off each other's heads and all that. So, and by the way, Brain Smoothie, we're really confused on whether your name is Brian or Brain.
So until you specify, you are officially Brain Smoothie.
Maybe it's Brian's Brain Smoothie or something like that.
Brian's Brain-flavored smoothies. They're delicious. Yummy!
He's got a pretty smooth brain.
I love them.
Anyway.
Oh, anyways, we got a little comment here from Kynetechia. Hold on.
This name,
Kynetechia? Kynetechia.
Kynetechia.
This person says... hey, just want to start off by saying I love your podcast. Podtacular is by far the best one out there. We love hearing stuff like that. Anyway, today I was playing a big team battle game on containment. It was one flag CCDF, and my team was winning until the elite by the name of White Fire Knight decided to mod. And so he goes around, super jumping across the map, running a good 400 miles per hour. So he's got the flag, he's taunting us by running around in circles and smacking us on the back. So then I come up with a last-ditch effort to get our flag back. Scorpion. Right, so he got the message and flew up in the air. Boom! He turned out to be a clay pigeon. All of those end well, so, yes. Anyways, gamertag's Kynetechia. That's K-I... Oh, he's trying to pronounce this, I guess. It's like...
Gives the phonetic spelling there.
Kynetechia. Okay, he's not Japanese. He just made it a few years ago. I wouldn't... come up with a too hard of a name. Mine's spell check. That's pretty easy to remember. Kind of tech, yeah. Woo!
Yeah, that's...
Ain't no one gonna remember that name, buddy. Ain't no one gonna remember that name. Nobody.
I forgot
also,
it already.
Also, Skeeber says...
what was that? I forgot it already.
Skeeber, do you pronounce it like that? Skeeber says, hey, Skeeber here. Love the podcast. Just a few tips and comments. You only need one person in the hill, on King of the Hill. The rest of the team should defend from the outside. This way, you don't all die by a few grenades. About what you said about character classes, too complicated. If you wanted something like that, it would be better to have the weapons affect the character's speed, etc. Example, when you're holding the rockets, you can't jump as high. This way, you aren't in disadvantage if you choose a weaker weapon. But you would be if your character class was always slow. Another thing is, I forget. Give me a sec. Oh, yeah.
about the noob combo, because the people because the plasma pistol overheats when you shoot the charge bullets thingy. There should be a period where you have to wait for it to cool down before you can switch weapons. I wouldn't want a hot plasma pistol in my pocket. Lastly, I like the SmackDown melee attack. Spellcheck mentioned. See ya. Yeah, I like that SmackDown. Do like a super kung fu kick or something. That was a good idea.
I just think that's like you hold B, you'll like raise your BR up and just like wham, like right in their neck. And it makes sense because you're gonna open yourself up to more attack. I think. No, just Bungie, like, if you ever hear this, Super SmackDown.
Super SmackDown, when it, like, impales through their neck and there's, like, blood flying everywhere.
Perfect idea.
What about getting hit with, like, a giant slipper or something? That'll be
you
pretty sweet.
You got Super SmackDown.
Ooh.
Super Smacktacular.
Pretty cool.
Well, wrapping things up here, guys, we got a couple of shout-outs. Shout-out to Michael Perez of the Mafia, Inc. podcast. That's an awesome podcast.
Shout-out to Mr. Hunt, who's been invited like crazy. Sorry.
It's pretty crazy, though.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that was nice.
Pretty crazy.
Expanded Flame. Thanks for all the Podtacular fan artwork. You are a digital artist. Send fan artwork or album art to podtacular@gmail.com.
Please stop submitting word art as pod art, okay, guys? There is word art is not... We want actual images and stuff. Please stop sending word art. Please.
Yeah, people like going to Microsoft Word and grab the paint tools and like start messing around with it, and it's like, that's okay, but like we could use somebody that at least uses maybe Photoshop or something like that. So, whatever, just do your best, send it in. We'll see.
Yeah. Yes.
So that's the show. Custom Set call-ins. Stay tuned for next week with. Podtacular update going on again. Talking about the latest going on in the Halo 2 community and within Podtacular. A couple things going on there. In the meantime, send in your tips, strategies, custom games, web resources, and MP3 segments to podtacular@gmail.com.
Yeah. You can call our listener voicemail 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-4256.
And that's a wrap, guys. We will see you next time. Bone fragging.
And have some cream corn.
Keep on throwing frags.
Cream corn is delicious.
And keep on fragging trucks.
Keep on doing it.
Yay!
Alright.
Later.
Yay!
There's only one thing left to say.